Of course, John 3 is justifiably famous. It's famous for the great interview with Nicodemus, this Pharisee who was the teacher of Israel, who was a member of the Sanhedrin, which meant he was a ruler as well as a teacher of Israel. That interview led to one of the two or three most famous and vital verses of the New Testament, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish but have eternal life." At the end of John 3, we find verses which are saturated in deep theology. It's almost like we're taken back to the prologue of John's gospel, John 1:1-18, where theology is thick on the ground. It's so thickly textured that we have to ponder and we have to linger and we have to wonder. And nowhere is that more true than the last verse of John 3, which says, "He who believes in the Son has eternal life, present possession. But he who does not obey the Son shall not see life, present and enduring reality. But the wrath of God abides on him." Terrifying thought, but a true thought, a thought which must be studied, received, understood, and published. It's intriguing that John would equate belief with obedience. You see the juxtaposition, he who believes on the one hand, he who does not obey on the other hand. And what does this mean? It means that the enmity of God, the opposition of God, and the condemnation of God abides upon the unbeliever. Not a popular truth, but true nonetheless. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart.